Hello, I'm back at the Guardian building at History Hack Day Day 2, because I was one of the lightweights that went home, but lots of people didn't, like Simon here.
Yes, it's too far for me to go back home overnight, so I stayed here, hacked most of the night, about half four or five o'clock, went to bed in the meeting room, got my sleeping bag out, and got off again this morning.
So are you working on a solo project? I can see it in front of me. I'll take a picture of this. There's a map with lots and lots of things on it, and they're moving. So this is obviously some kind of progressively developing map thing. Tell us about it.
Yes, I basically got data from when train stations were opened and put those on a map. So at the beginning of the map, there aren't any. And then the map animates and draws them as they come along.
Wow.
And as I was doing that, there was quite an interesting story developing of lines coming along and stations just drawing out along a line, and so from the data the stories about the lines themselves started to materialise. So I think that's my next area of research is finding out about the actual lines themselves rather than just the stations that are on the lines.
And do they gradually disappear again as you kind of get up to date? Because obviously there's a sort of beaching aspect to this.
Yeah, that's my to-do list for today, actually, is trying to find all the dates they closed and in some cases reopened again. And I think that would make quite an interesting story.
It certainly will. Where did the data come from for this?
The data was from DBpedia. So I spent a bit of time working out how to query that and getting it in the right shape. Once that was done, then I set to work on the animation.
And so is the idea that this is going to go live today?
Yeah, I'll upload it in an hour or two. Still a bit more tidying up and a couple of things I want to do first, but it will be available on the web at some point.
It's fantastic. It's really. I'll tweet the link to it as soon as it's available online, and I'm going to go and find out about some more stories.